Fly, America's new super sport.
Thanks for tuning in to World Highlight League Recap. This is recap number 10 for the spring 2023 season. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. Fans can now head over to WJAL, the WJAL fan portal at wjal.eprn.us. And there's also a fan portal on Facebook. So go on ahead and go over to facebook.com. And you can also search for World Highlight League and it should pop right up there. And during the week, just check out the fan portal and go to watchhighlight.com on Fridays, Mondays, and Tuesday evenings to view WJAL matches live. And today's recap sponsors are World Highlight League, Claro KC, of course, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, and Blackstar Fund, LLLP.com. And we're going to go ahead and take a short break, play some sponsor messages, and Rockin' Ray and I will be right back with WJAL Recap number 10.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighLie.com. Live the high life and WatchHighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Lie. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLie.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Blackstar Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackstarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackstarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative Business Services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at blackstarfundllp.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to WJAL Recap number 10. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And I'm going to head right on into the scores. And we'll have some more information for you a little bit later on. Rock and Ray will have some updates on the standings and all the good stuff. But right now, I'm going to read off the scores to you for Friday, April 7th at 7 p.m. We had the Dejada Devils versus the Cesta Cyclones. Six matches were played, and in the first match, we had CRB and Kubala versus Flores and Manny. Flores and Manny win the match in split sets, 6-5 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Douglas versus Manu. Manu wins the match, 6-5 and 6-4. In the second and third sets. In the third match, we have Hyro and CRB versus Correa and Bradley. Hyro and CRB win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Jeddin and Urbieta of the Dejada Devils versus Flores and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones. Flores and Manu pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-5 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Hyro versus Manny. Manny of the Cesta Cyclones pulls off the win, 6-4 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. In the sixth match, we have Jeddin and Douglas versus Carballo and Bradley. Carballo and Bradley pull off the win in split sets, 6-1 and 6-4. And the Cesta Cyclones trounce the Dejada Devils, 6.5 points to 1.5. And the highlights of the game for the Cesta Cyclones, we have three players. We have Flores, Manny, and Manu. And moving on to Monday, April 10th, 2023 at 5 p.m., we had the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Roboti Renegades. And six matches were played, and in the first match, started off as a doubles match, we have Iturbide and Spinner versus Gonega and Arta. Iturbide and Spinner pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Arando versus Ben. Ben pulls off the win for the Roboti Renegades in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Iturbide versus Aratz. Aratz pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-3 for the Roboti Renegades. And in the fourth match, we have Zuleika and Arando versus Gonega and Ben. Zuleika and Arando pull off the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Spinner versus Arta. Spinner pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Zuleika and Benny versus Gocieri and Aratz. Gocieri and Aratz pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-4. And the Roboti Renegades are awarded 3.5 points, but ultimately the Lifestyle Miami Chargers pull off the win and with 4 points. And Spinner is the player or the highlight of the game. And for the final set of matches on Tuesday, April 11th at 5 p.m., we have the Cesta Cyclones versus the Dejada Devils. And six matches were played. In the first match, we have Carballo and Bradley versus Jeddin and Douglas. Carballo and Bradley pull off the win for the Cesta Cyclones, 6-2 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the second match, we have Flores and Manny versus CRB and Kubala. Flores and Manny pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Carballo versus Urbieta. Carballo pulls off the win for the Cesta Cyclones in the second and third sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Manny versus Jairo. Jairo of the Tejada Devils pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we have Flores and Manu versus Jedin and Urbieta. Flores and Manu pull off the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-5 for the Cesta Cyclones. And then in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Correa and Bradley versus Jairo and CRB. Jairo and CRB pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-0 and 6-0. But ultimately, the Tejada Devils, they lose the match and they wind up with 2.5 points, and the Cesta Cyclones wind up with 5.5 points. But I have two sets of highlights of the game. On the losing side, I have Jairo as a player of the game. He won both of his matches that he participated in. And for the Cesta Cyclones, the highlights are Carballo and Flores. And with that, I'm going to turn the mic over to Rockin' Ray for the standings.
Well, thank you, Dan, and hello, everybody. I'll give you our battle course standings as we enter play Friday, April 14th. The defending champion, Rabote Renegades, way ahead with 56 points. And now we're getting the final quarter of the season. Only 4 game days remaining for them. And while the rest of the pack is back by almost 10 points, they're only separated by 6 points from positions 2 through 5, starting with the Warriors, 46.5 points, and they have 4 game days remaining. The Devils have 45.5 points, 1 point behind the Warriors. They also have 4 game days remaining. The Chargers have 43.5 points, but they only have 3 game days remaining. And the Cyclones, once totally out of the picture by 15 points, are now only 3 points behind the Chargers, and they have 4 game days remaining, and they're coming off a really solid performance this last week, and they won 2 matches and really closed the gap with some solid play. They're getting healthy. We didn't realize they were so beat up, but now that they're getting healthy, they're getting much better results. Your schedule for this week is Friday, April 14th, 7 p.m. You can pop in live to see the Warriors meet the Renegades at the Magic City Auditorium Fronton. There's also an in-house contest where you can place $5, $10 wagers that are, no cost to you, but rewarded if you win well and pick well. Monday, April 17th, Cyclones versus the Warriors. No live admittance for that one, but you can catch it at 5 p.m. on ESPN3 and HighlightWorld.com. And Tuesday, April 18th, the Renegades versus the Chargers. And those are your 3 matches for the upcoming weekend in the next week. I just remembered I hadn't been there in a while. If you haven't signed up for it yet, it's on Facebook, the World Highlight page, World Highlight League page, excuse me. And they've been doing a good job lately. It's kind of a work in progress, but now they're putting up graphics promoting the upcoming match. And if you missed a few things, they showed some great highlights. And there are some things on there. If you're a big Facebook user, it's a great place to catch up on some things that are happening at Magic City. And you can see what they're up to. The fantasy contest is still going on at sayhighlight.com. That's sayhighlight.com. Get the winners of the three matches I just mentioned, plus the winning point total for the team that wins the Tuesday match, and you will win some really interesting historical highlight memorabilia. And they announced this week that the U.S. National Tournament will be held August 11th through 13th at the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Which group is this? For the Masters Division, that's players who have not played professionally since January 15th, or professionals who are 15 or older, or amateurs. Interesting prize money. It's limited to 32 singles entries, 14 double teams. All matches played to 6 points. Finals played to 7 points. And there will be a loser's bracket, which they term the playback bracket, in the doubles competition. Professional tournament will be held August 12th and 13th. Open to current professional players and former pros who have played since January 1st, 2019, and are currently currently under age 50. Some pretty good prize money there. $7,500 for the singles winner, $10,000 for the doubles prize money. And that's limited to 24 singles entries and 16 double teams. And just like the Masters Division, 7 and 9 points. For the regular matches, 7, the championship, 9.
Okay. And so I got to wait till 50.
Yes. They filled that wall in North Carolina and everywhere else in the country so we can make this a real U.S. competition and not a Florida Connecticut competition.
Yeah.
They also announced that the World Supercourt will be held October 6, 2022. Okay. And top doubles teams in the world will square off at Magic City, offering over $50,000 prize money, and they're calling it the Highlight's most prestigious tournament. The players participating will be Arbe and Lequeux, Carballo and Manu, Douglas and Benny, Gocheri and Aratz, Akita and Manny, Anaki and Jordan, Jairo and Nicholas, and Johan and Korka. The last two you might remember were younger players that put in several years at Dania, and they're kind of familiar to the South Florida audience. But many few other names that were familiar too. And I remember Lequeux played very well in that tournament last year, and I'm glad he's coming back. And we'll mention this from time to time as the months come close, but that's going to be October 6th, 2022. And they've got to hand it to WJAL for coming up with some really significant prize money for this competition. We'll get a breakdown of that $50,000 later. They've only listed it as the total prize money, not who's going to, how many places that'll go to. But that was 8 teams I mentioned, and that should be another exciting tournament that we'll be treated to.
Exciting.
Oh, for sure. The current Battle Course season, I believe, ends the first week of May, so make sure you're tuning in every chance you get. And I haven't picked up any other news. I'm not able to catch some of these performances the way I would like to pick up on some things to share with the people, but I have what we have, and look forward to catching some of the action next several game days. And that's my report for the week.
All right. And there you have it. And if I come across anything extra
I'll be sure to bring it here to the recap next week as well. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as Consulting Guy, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And this has been the World Highlight League Recap number 10. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.